Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
That's Ghost Woman Blues from the new CD Smart Flesh by the Rhode Island band The Low Anthem. It'll be released next month. It's the follow-up to The Low Anthem's critically acclaimed 2009 CD, Oh My God, Charlie Darwin. It's also filled with songs that are hushed, played on finger-picked guitars, antique pump organs, haunted by characters shuffling through a dog-eat-dog world. Then, The Low Anthem throws your ears a curveball with stomp and holler tracks like this one. Band members Ben Knox Miller, Jossie Adams, and Jeff Pristowsky spoke to Here Now's Alex Ashlock after Oh My God, Charlie Darwin was released. Alex asked Ben to describe the record's sound.
Well, there's a lot of different sounds on the record. It's rather bipolar, and so there's sort of something for everybody to not like. We've had very few reviews where somebody didn't say, you know, this would be a great band if they would just stick to such and such. So the first local review we got was this guy who called the Loud Stuff. He compared it to the shock and awe tactics of the Iraq military campaign. Said we'd dishonored the ghost of Jack Kerouac.
That's what the Tom Waits song.
That's a Kerouac piece that Waits reinterpreted, that we reinterpreted. And was calling the folk writing sublime and transcendent and the pinnacle of such and such folk movement that I'm not sure if that's true either.
Jeff and Jossie, where do you guys, how do you guys describe your music?
I say that it's rooted in the folk songwriting tradition, talking Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams, Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, but the twist that we put on it has to do with our backgrounds and where we're coming from. I studied a lot of old and modern jazz music, and I was an upright bass player, so when Ben and I first started playing music together, there was a lot of experimentation between those genres. And then when Jossie came in, she brought the classical music influence, which I think comes out in the arrangements on this record. She did most of the horn arrangements, and she played vocal harmonies. So I think that diversity background comes out in some of the kind of experimentation within the folk songwriting tradition that you hear.
Left Louisiana on the rail line. Left Louisiana on the rail line. Lost my love before time. My love before time. On the way to Ohio. On the way to Ohio.
How old are you guys?
Mid-20s.
It's your birthday today.
Happy birthday.
24.
What about you, Ben?
I'm 25.
Jeff?
24.
The thing that I think is so interesting about you guys, and I see this in other young musicians, my son's a musician, you guys all seem to have the influence of all these older musicians and all these older records, and I'm just wondering, where did that come from?
I just remember in high school going to some concerts with my friends, bands that they were excited about, which I won't name, and thinking these guys aren't playing the kind of music that hits me as just an honest, like, expression of who they were. There was too many layers covering up what the sound of that guitar was making. And so I found in the jazz world musicians who were really there to play their instruments, and I thought that that was honest. And I would go to these jazz clubs, you know, with maybe 20 people there, 3 a.m. downstairs in New York City, and I thought, oh, there was where the real music was being made. It turns out that was a small approach. There was a lot of great music being made, but it wasn't happening in the mainstream.
Isn't it wonderful how there's this resurgence of music that really feels personal and handcrafted? It's amazing to see, and I think listening to music is becoming a much more personal experience. People are doing it with their earbuds on their iPods, and they're doing it on their personal computers, looking up new stuff on MySpace. So you don't have this same kind of crowd mentality of like rock and roll, and I'm going to play as loud as I can to the biggest crowd and just be bombastic on stage and strut my stuff. Instead, you have people discovering music in a very intimate, private setting.
Set the sails, I feel the winds are stirring. Towards the bright horizon, sail away. Cast your reckless dreams upon.
What about playing these songs live? I've never seen you play live. I've just listened to the record. How do the songs translate into the live performance?
Very well. we change around on the different instruments in order to
do our
come
best
close
to realize
yeah,
the arrangements
on the record.
And just give me a catalog of all the different instruments you guys travel with. I can see them. They're up on the stage now, but Give me a rundown.
Today you have our pump organ.
How old's that pump organ?
We were told that it was in World War I, that it was taken to France, but I think it was just by this crazy lady, Thelma in North Carolina, who was trying to hustle us on eBay. So there's an acoustic guitar. There's this upright bass here. There's drums. Kind of a kit that's just been scrapped together piece at a time from people giving us free stuff. Electric guitar, electric bass, E-flat
horn. What's that instrument he's just picking up on the stage? It looks like an accordion, kind of.
That's a harmonium. It's similar to a pump organ, but the bellows are on the back. You pump it with one hand and play with the other. And we just acquired a cello and a fiddle as well.
Not your mind. While the agents of change all monopolize.
Members of The Low Anthem, Ben Knox Miller, Jossie Adams, and Jeff Pristowski. They'll be on stage along with all their instruments and new band member Matt Davidson tomorrow night at Lily Pads in Peacedale, Rhode Island, for our local listeners. It's kicking off a tour to support their new CD, Smart Flesh, which comes out next month. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us next week, Here and Now.